report and bring to this meeting.
Thank you. Hi, good afternoon. I'm Mary Beth Cox, and I'm also from North Carolina. I promise to be the last one from North Carolina, at least in this session. I'm going to be talking today about a descriptive analysis that we did in our injury and violence prevention branch that kind of came out of a request from a local coalition, and we've been sharing and working together and kind of building a relationship now with our division of aging to do this work too. So we looked at substance dependence and suicide among the elderly in North Carolina from 2010 to 2014. I think we've all acknowledged our great partners with the North Carolina Violent Death Reporting System. And I'll just jump right in with some population data in North Carolina. We exceeded 10 million in 2015. We're very proud to be a state of over 10 million now. And our older adult population is growing. It increased from 12.9% in 2010 to 15.1% in 2015. And it's projected that by 2025, a quarter of our population will be older adults, so age 65 and above. Despite the fact that they make up a significant portion of our population in North Carolina, we often forget about the elderly when we're making prevention efforts for things like for mental health and substance use issues. So we wanted to look closer at this age group around those topics. So we limited our data to North Carolina residents age 65 and older during the study period of 2010 to 14, and this is because most of the data that I'm presenting on, especially around suicide, is coming from our BDRS system, and the most recent closeout year that was finalized for analysis was 2014. Like I mentioned, we used BDRS for suicide rates, method of suicide, and circumstances surrounding the death. We also looked at our ED and hospital discharge data to get rates of self-inflicted injury. And then we also looked at substance use issues, so rates of unintentional medication and drug deaths using vital record death certificate data among the elderly. And I will talk a little bit about alcohol-related deaths in our state in this population, and used death certificate data again for this, and with the assistance of the CDC tool ARDI, the alcohol-related disease impact. And I'll give a little bit of more information about that when we get to it. So first, suicide deaths among older adults. So these are broken out by age group, so 65 to 74, 75 to 84, and then 85 and above. We've got the overall rate of suicide in green there in the middle, and then broken out female and male. I will mention that for this same time period for youth suicide, which is who we usually think about when we're talking about prevention efforts, we think of young adults. And in North Carolina, for 18 and under during the same time period, it was a rate of 2.1 per 100,000. So when you think of that compared to these rates that we're seeing among older adults, we've got much higher rates of suicides in this population. And really what's most striking on this slide is how high the rates are for older males, and that those rates are increasing as they age, whereas for females, as they get older, the rates decrease. So just again, a demographic breakdown of the age group as a whole. We see again that higher rate in males, and then higher rates of suicide among white older adults. And this slide's a little wonky, but this is looking at self-inflicted injury and suicide. So the top line there are ED visit rates for self-inflicted injury. Under that is hospitalization rates for self-inflicted injury, and then the suicide rate on the bottom. This is for all ages, and the next slide will be the same data presented for the older adult population in North Carolina. I do want to point out that the self-inflicted injury, those codes aren't necessarily just for suicide attempts. It can also include things like self-harm, but this is one of the ways we try to get at attempts of suicide in hospital and ED. So you can see much higher rates of hospital and ED visits for self-inflicted injury in the overall population. And then if we move to look at the same data for older adults, we see a decrease in those self-inflicted injury visits, but a slight increase in the suicide rates for older adults. And then this is coming from BDRS. We've got method of suicide, and for both males and females in the older population, firearm is the most commonly used method, but much more so among men. And I encourage you, if you have VDRS in your state, to tap into that data resource. There's a lot of great information there, things that aren't captured just in a death certificate. And so there are a whole bunch of different circumstances surrounding the suicides that are listed in VDRS. We just chose to share a few of them. These are broken out by gender, so the lighter blue bars are females. Again, the older adult population, and the dark blue bars are for males. So 56% of males who died of suicide during this time period had a physical health problem. 62% of females had a current mental health problem and were ever treated for mental illness. And we did think it was interesting down there at the bottom that males actually had a higher percentage of intimate partner problems. Moving on to medication and drug deaths among older adults in North Carolina. Here are the rates over time for the total total group for 65 and up. And these rates are much, much lower than our overall rates in the state, but we are seeing, with the exception of 2013 there, we've got an upward trend among this age group, just like we do across most age groups. And just demographic breakdown for those medication drug deaths among the elderly. Nothing really surprising here. Higher rates among males, whites, and then a slightly higher rate among the 85 plus age group. And then moving into alcohol-related deaths among older adults. So again, this is using that ARDI system. But first, some data from the BRFSS in North Carolina. This is the heavy drinking calculation. It's a calculated variable based on questions about how many drinks you have in a month. And so heavy drinking is defined as, for males, on average having more than 2 drinks per day, and for females, on average having more than 1 drink per day. And so these are percent of older adults who reported heavy drinking. So we've got really low percents here, but we do see that among the 65 to 74 age group, higher percent of heavy drinking. And the concerning thing is that across all of these age groups, we see by year an increase in heavy drinking. And then this one's a little bit cut off, but that's binge drinking. So another variable that they ask about. Binge drinking is defined as for males having more than 5 or more drinks and 1 occasion, so like a 2-hour period. And for females, it's 4 or more drinks. So it's kind of all over the place here, but we do see a higher percent of the younger group, the 65 to 74-year-olds, reporting binge drinking. And then using the ARDI system to calculate death rates by sex, race and ethnicity, and age. So for those who aren't familiar with ARDI, I'll just get like a quick little intro to it. I think it's 54 different alcohol-related causes of death. And so these are both chronic and acute causes of death. And some of them are 100% attributable to alcohol, like alcohol poisoning. And then there are others that are just a fraction of those are attributable to alcohol. So CDC has this really great tool. You can go online and upload your data and plug in to get an estimate for different age groups and genders and your state overall, how many deaths are related to alcohol, so attributable to alcohol death. So this is overall for the population, the older population in North Carolina. You can see much higher rates of alcohol-related deaths than compared to the medication drug overdose deaths and even the suicides. Rates are highest among males, that 85 and above category, and then for the racial breakdown, whites and American Indians both had the highest rates of alcohol-related death in our state. And so these are some of those alcohol-related causes of death. And a breakdown by female and male for the 65 and up population. For both males and females, fall injuries are the biggest contributor to this category of alcohol-related deaths. You see other things like liver cirrhosis, alcoholic liver disease, suicide. Some of those are attributable to alcohol as well. So in conclusion, suicide and alcohol-related death rates for the elderly in North Carolina increase with age, and rates are highest for both males and whites. Unintentional medication and drug deaths also seem to be on the rise in our state among this population. And just a takeaway point, like I mentioned at the beginning, a lot of times we really focus on youth when we're talking about mental health, suicide prevention, and especially around alcohol, binge drinking prevention is really heavily targeted towards youth. But this analysis has shown us that these are issues that really affect people across the life course, and there is a problem for older adults in our state as well. And perhaps our interventions should really consider this in North Carolina. So I'll take any questions, and I wanted to give a quick thanks to our superstar fellow, Shanna, put these slides together for me, so thank you.
Great.
Yeah, Zach.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding the on suicide and the big discrepancy between ED visits and hospitalizations and suicide that were present in all ages, and then it all sort of put together.
Mm-hmm.
Does that represent increased success rate of suicide attempts in that age group, or does it represent that they're not seeking medical care for other types of self-harm?
So the increased rate in suicide, I think, is that they're more successful at completing suicide among this population. And then the decrease in the hospital and ED lines that were there at the top, when things kind of come down, I think that among the younger age groups, we're seeing more attempts and more self-inflicted injury. And that's why those rates are higher when we looked at the overall population. No, that's a great question. We do have that circumstance data and have looked at it for younger adults, and I don't know that we've actually compared the two. I feel like off the top of my head that physical health problem is much more of a problem among this older adult population, but definitely be worth going back and looking to directly compare those two. Thank you.